Marianne Schaefer of SMI, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me today. It's great to talk to you guys.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit first about who you are and who your company is?
Okay, great. So my company, SMI, I founded 28 years ago. I graduated college. I joined Xerox and went through a national account training program. And one of my accounts that I serviced was AT&T. So I got interested in the telecom world just because I was servicing AT&T as an account. At deregulation, I got involved, left Xerox and got involved in my own business in consulting in the telecom business. So I've been in this business through all the changes that have taken place over the years.
You're a titan in this industry. You work with very big clients. Can you give an idea of the scope of what you do?
So a lot of the major carriers do not have the massive account teams and the support that they used to provide clients that, before it was more difficult for us to work with. Clients today are more aware that they really need diversity, that they really need to work with somebody that can look at all the pieces of their network and not just be so focused on one piece. So if I'm working with a sales rep of one telco company, they're looking at their company, but they're not looking at the other companies, right? So the value added of working with someone like us who can look at all the pieces and look at all the pros and cons of all the various carriers can put together a complete diversified solution that really addresses the major concerns they have, right? So they're really concerned about business continuity, about security, about compliance. I mean, these are topics that, you know, years back weren't as big of a topic as they are today. So, you know, we'll take KMZs from the various carriers, we'll lay them out on Google Earth and actually prove where possible, you know, where there might be some risks based on network availability, where everything is clean and where diversity is possible. So, you know, there's a lot more that's out there, a lot more tools that are available to us today, and a lot more information that's available that can really set us aside from these sales guys that are just selling a product. So being independent of all the carriers gives us a real advantage. So the large companies are now embracing us, where years back we were some, you know, agent, right? We don't want to deal with an agent. Where today, it's just a very different story.
You have a number of clients that are very large, and you get a lot of support from the carriers when you have a deal or when you have a line of business that's over a certain amount. Is that something that you get from the carriers? And if so, can you tell me about that?
We do, and that is a great asset. That's a great point that you make. When you're installing, we just finished an installation for a client with 140 sites. So that requires a dedicated project manager at a carrier level to work with our team. So we are very fortunate with actually all our carrier relationships that we have great project managers. We have weekly calls, or my staff has a weekly call with every carrier. So, and some carriers 2 and 3 times a week, just depending. But we have a dedicated provisioning person at each carrier that we do business with. And, you know, they have an Excel spreadsheet of all the orders, and they go through the status of every order. And we do that at least once a week. And like I said, with some of the deals, some 2 and 3 times a week, just depending. So we have great support from the carriers. And if we don't, we tell them. You know, I'm not shy. If, you know, we have someone on them that's assigned to us that just doesn't fit our model, you know, we ask for a change. But we're fortunate right now that we have, with all the carriers, we're very happy with the project teams that have been assigned to us. We are connecting to the cloud. So our focus right now is driving very large fiber installs and big pipes to the cloud. Where, you know, that's really, I think, our focus right now. That's where our clients have driven us into, you know, getting them into data centers, getting connectivity to the data centers as customers virtualize their networks into colos, their requirement to connect to their colo. Obviously, they need more bandwidth, building diverse routes from between them and their colo or their cloud providers. I see more and more clients moving into colo so that they can have their direct connect to Google or Amazon or Microsoft in the data center versus having that connection in their own office, which is much more secure. You know, the bandwidth is much greater and less expensive if they cross connect in the data center versus at their own office. So that's kind of where we've been driven, not so much on the cloud services themselves, but that will change. But there's just such a demand right now for bandwidth that we've been focusing on that.
You've been in this industry for a long time. Why do you keep doing it? What keeps you going?
That's a great question. I truly enjoy solving problems. I truly enjoy helping people become more efficient in running their business. I truly enjoy working with people. And, you know, it's a great business where you have a diversity of clients. We have clients that, you know, we are in the financial markets and the accounting, that make shoes, that are retail. You know, we have such a great diversity of clients that we learn from every day. The business is exciting because it's ever-changing. I love to learn. I love to grow. It's just, you know, it's just an exciting business. As long as you don't let it take control of your life, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot of fun to take a company and save them $500,000 and change the way they run their business. And we truly can impact the infrastructure of how business operates. And that's what's so exciting. And today, with the new offerings through the cloud, I think it's even more exciting because, you know, we're just kind of at the edge of people really getting on board with a lot of this new technology. So, you know, how is connection with Amazon or Microsoft or Google going to change your life? There's a lot of benefits that you can realize in a small business, a large business, and to do any of this and to take advantage of any of the new technologies, there's one underlying element that everyone needs. Is a lot more bandwidth, right? So we're in the bandwidth business. So how exciting is that? That we're the highway that allows everybody to change their business operations. I am a firm believer that more and more infrastructure will be moved into the cloud. You know, if you look at the OpEx versus CapEx model, you know, it allows, from a financial perspective, it makes sense for a company. You know, I think initially everyone was afraid of the cloud for security purposes. I think as more and more research and as more and more knowledge is given to the public, people are becoming more aware that the cloud is probably more secure than their own office. You know, people are getting a comfort level, right? So it's a process. Like all of these changes over the years, it's a process. But we're at the beginning of a process and probably one of the most exciting process, you know, times of our development, because there's so much more capability given by all the enhancements that are available today. I think a two-man office can look like a Fortune 500 company because of technology. You know, failing copper is going to be totally irrelevant in the future. There is not going to be any copper to worry about.
Great. Well, there you have it, folks. Great advice, Marianne. Want to thank you for stopping by. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was great to speak to you today.